Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm watching videos of Ed Orgeron getting the crowd pumped up at the Ryder Cup.
Is this the U.S. secret weapon? Is
on Tuesday.
Ed Orgeron?
Well, they have him there.
Is that the oddest fit for Ryder Cup hype man?
Well, especially in New York.
Yeah.
He's a Cajun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look,
it's like two different countries.
Is there an element of
Go Tigers?
When it's the Ryder Cup, you pull out all the stops, right? And isn't the last stop Ed Orgeron?
And also, can I point out it's Tuesday? The tournament doesn't start till Friday, and
you gotta heckle the practice rounds, man.
He's in the stands, getting everybody going to USA, 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 USA.
Well, you got to start building momentum now.
So weird.
This is the pregame, right?
Well, I don't get a rain man, cold,
but you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. You got to
team Europe by a million.
Wow. You can get them plus 170. Very un-American of me, but I will be playing the Euros.
You're going against the U.S. simply because of Ed Orgeron.
No, I think you...
No, because they're a way better team, and that's the smart play.
Europe has the better team, but...
do they have Ed Orgeron?
Wrong team favorite.
They definitely don't have Ed Orgeron, nor do they want Ed Orgeron.
Go Tigers!
Look, I'm not going to lie.
Who's Europe's Ed Orgeron?
If you had to put together a Mount Rushmore of random people... Like, let's say I'm competing, like, in I don't know, like, whatever random tournament you compete in. I have some sort of competition.
Skipping championships.
Yeah, and I had to have a Mount Rushmore of random people that have nothing to do with what I'm about to do.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Rafa Salafusa who never got past number one.
I'm not certain that Ed Orgeron isn't on that list.
Hundo P.
Like, if I'm going to a jiu-jitsu tournament and someone's like, hey, Sook. Like, yeah, what? He goes, we got a secret guy to corner for you. Like, who's that? And they're like, and then Ed Orgeron comes around the corner? I'm like, dude, me by a million. Let's go. I want Ed Orgeron cheering for me. I think this is a secret. Who else would you want? Random. That makes no sense to be in your corner.
Yeah, pick a Mount Rushmore of U.S. cheerleaders for the Ryder Cup.
I would say The Rock. He's
the
like
Rock,
dude. He's freaking Mr. America. He's Captain America.
Yeah, but The Rock is so bland and boring.
Yeah, he's too polished and guarded.
Man, what's
you,
a Rock?
You tell me, Rock wouldn't get everybody all fired up?
Oh, no.
Maybe not.
The Rock's lame.
Oh my God, The Rock is lame.
He is
what
lame.
On earth?
I don't want The Rock.
All right,
give me Ed. And again, The Rock is a huge deal. Just give me Ed Orgeron. Everyone's a big. Because everyone be like, oh my God, it's The Rock. Someone's going to be like, dude, is that Ed Orgeron? Yeah, it is. Let's go.
I'm trying to think.
Would you want Mike Gundy out there?
That's not bad. He's mullet.
Man, I'm 40. Like, dude, I just think Ed Orgeron is like the perfect amount of randomness that you could get in something like that. Like an actor that you haven't heard of for like forever, and then like all of a sudden you're like,
well, there is one actor they bring out for all these things all the time, and it's Will Ferrell. Like whenever there's like events and they want somebody to kind of like ham it up, it seems like he is always on call.
What about Ron Swanson?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
dude. Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He'd be great.
I know this is gonna be really weird, but I want Wayne Newton there again. Just.
Yeah?
Wayne Newton's weird plastic face.
Singing a tune?
Yeah, like all of a sudden someone's like, why is Wayne
creeping out the Euros?
I don't know, but he's there. And like Neil Diamond, ooh, What about, like, well, Steve Perry?
Neil has...
oh, yeah, he's got, like...
I think he has Parkinson's.
Parkinson's or dementia.
What
or
about
something.
Kid Rock? Would he scare the Euros?
Oh, God. That dude, don't...
It would scare me.
They would... They
he's
might,
probably going to be there anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, they might do that.
Yeah.
Well, Scheffler's a Trumpy.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I sent you a clip today where he's talking about how he treats everyone so well.
No.
That's AI.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you sure?
Look at his lips.
You sure?
No, I'm not, but look at his lips. although I did one, there is one person, I can't say who and I can't be too specific.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard, well, I shouldn't say this. There was one, I had a run in with someone who is in golf who once told me something about Scottie Scheffler that I have not heard anywhere else that I was like, ooh, I don't know about that,
wow.
But it's, you know.
It's out there.
Maybe they're right. I don't know. I just dismissed it as I don't think they know what they're talking about. But maybe they do.
It's one of those late night bar hounds?
I don't know. Who else?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, God. Give him to Europe.
Shia LaBeouf. I don't even know what he's doing now.
He had that thing where he was like going off the reservation, like he was at Mount Rushmore screaming, "Do it!" over and over again. You know,
yeah, that
dude's like,
that
thing.
That dude's
isn't he
insane.
All like roided up and stuff?
I think so.
Yeah, he's got some issues. He's got some stuff going on.
Ooh, Jack Black.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Get up
He'd
there,
be great.
He could lead some songs and stuff
freaking
like that.
Insane.
Danny McBride.
Oh, there. Yeah, get him as
There's
many powers.
The one.
Yeah.
There's the one.
Yeah.
You want to motivate me, give me Danny McBride.
When he's down in the Mexican leagues in Eastbound and Down and he comes out in his like Uncle Sam suit.
I am a real American.
Hulk Hogan.
I like that.
He's dead.
I like Danny McBride. That might be my favorite so far.
The Mets have taken the lead. Suck it, Cubs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe Dan Lanning out there? He was at the Phoenix Open a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a little busy.
I'll tell you what. I am not a guy that likes pregame speeches because I've never had experienced a good one. I like what Dan Lanning has going on, and I loathe pregame speeches.
What if we,
he does a really good job with that.
What if the U.S. rolled Corey Feldman out there with his guitar?
By the way, is Dancing with the Stars started? Did I miss Corey Feldman dancing on that?
You are asking the wrong person.
Do we send Charlie Sheen out there?
He was on Bill Maher the other night.
Yeah.
First of all, shockingly small man. Did you know how small he is?
All those Hollywood types are.
They kind of are, it seems like.
But
he is really small.
He seemed like a bigger dude, though.
No. Look at his little bird hands. Like, he's got tiny, weird-looking dude.
Well, Emilio Estevez is a little fella, and they're brothers, so.
Yeah, and Sheen... Boy, I got to tell you, Mar was sucking up to him, and I don't get the Charlie Sheen.
I don't either.
I just don't get the bit. Like, he didn't really say much, anything interesting. His brain's fried from all the drugs he's done.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Why do we love Charlie Sheen?
I think it's because it's the train wreck thing. Like, you can't look away. And the idea that he got so successful while being as effed up, and yet somehow he's still living.
Yeah.
He's got AIDS and... Like
they did talk about that.
Yeah,
but
he said, by the way, that he said, I was watching that stupid documentary of his, like kind of in the background, and he said something was like the worst thing that ever happened to him, and it wasn't AIDS. I'll see if I can find what it is. It was like the most weird, random thing, like something that was a mild inconvenience, and he goes, "That's the worst thing that ever happened to me."
Well, he claimed that the cartels cut him off because he was doing so many drugs. Was that the horrible thing that happened to him?
I'll see if I can find.
I guess I don't know. I don't know why we glorify that. I mean, what is he? Is he interesting outside of just having done massive quantities of drugs?
And even if he were interesting, no. He's kind of an ass about it. He thinks he's great. He's not working. Like, what's cool about him right now?
They were treating him with such reverence on there. I was like, all right. I guess he wrote a book or something. Maybe.
Yeah.
Does he have a memoir?
Never going to read it.
Something like that. And he's got the documentary. He is. He is a human piece of garbage. But it's amazing how often
with a huge head
we celebrate. We celebrate that. And he's been like, he's been crappy to every person like in his life. And, you know.
Yeah, it's weird. All right. Now the rapture is here. Next, here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.